Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain, with tomorrow's news tonight. And by the way, we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for everything you're doing to keep America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and we're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social as at Captain's America. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America, and you can check us out by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, like old Fred did down there in Sarasota. And good morning to you, old Fred, and good morning to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Let's answer a question for old Fred. You ready?
Okay.
If the Republicans take control of Congress, would they be able to reinstate Drill Baby Drill and the Keystone Pipeline? Or is this just a presidential edict? Thanks. You guys rock, old Fred.
Only if they have a number of veto-proof votes.
Yep.
If he can, he's got the veto power, unless there's a number of votes to overrule his veto. The answer to that would be yes.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And I also want to remind old Fred, and he may be old enough to be a part of this, that today is June 6th, 78 years after the invasion, Normandy, D-Day, of which my dad jumped with the 82nd Airborne. A lot of other people in the audience have relatives, or maybe there's even somebody that's listening right now that was actually alive at that time and participated, and we want to thank them very much for their service, because if what they did and what they sacrificed they hadn't have done, I would be willing to bet you we would all be speaking a different language today.
I don't think we'd be speaking a different language, but things would be very different for sure.
Yep, we would not be under the red, white, and blue. It might have been something totally different. So thank you very much for what they did. Okay. Obviously, Joe Biden is just absolutely getting destroyed with all these new polls that are out there. And we were talking about this during the break. He's down in the 20s. And the approval numbers when it comes to three specific things, and I will explain. His approval rating for inflation is 28%. His approval rating for the gas prices is 27%. His approval rating for the economic recovery is 37%. Many people just have absolutely had it, and they can't wait, and I get the emails, so it's not like I don't know about this. They just can't stand it anymore.
Well, just hold on, because there's some interesting things that are happening here, and they're not good. I'm watching you know, when the interest rates went up again, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yep.
I'm watching real estate come kind of almost to a screeching halt again.
Correct.
As far as sales go. I mean, Florida was just jumping so fast in home sales that you have a contract before you could literally put a for sale sign in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, prices of houses are being reduced substantially.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even gotten to the point where they're holding open houses, which was not the case, what, a month ago.
Right.
And new construction has come to a halt. We've got a crisis when it comes to rare earth minerals, and that is causing yet another problem with several industries, least of which is the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
There are companies that are looking at their inventories because spending is slowing down substantially, so they're putting some things on sale. You've got Jamie Dimon. And you've got Elon Musk that are putting out some very big warnings. In fact, Elon Musk is letting go 10% of his payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So this administration is going to try and pull out every stop that they possibly can.
Yep.
In order to save all of this bad press that they're getting now, and I would say worse press that's going to come.
Yep.
Including supply chain.
Yep.
This administration refuses to do what needs to be done when it comes to oil and gas. Refuses.
Correct.
You know, the entire healthcare field is kind of collapsing onto itself.
The word has been used, they are sabotaging America.
Well, if that's the end result, that's mm-hmm. for sure.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, caller, you can hang on if you want, and we'll take you when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back with more on Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCode.com. Lots more in a busy Monday morning. Lots of stuff going on. Can hardly even stand up and keep up with it. Be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. In this portion of the program, a conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for over 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers. Now, don't forget your local Geico office or the Geico website, GEICO.com, Geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, including the car you're driving, maybe the truck you're driving. They'll also coverage for your motorcycle, as well as your ATV, boat, or RV. And don't forget, they can help you with your homeowners or renters or condo insurance, too. And if you bundle that together with your automobile policy, you will save a bunch of money. So, go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out more. All right, we're back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have got a caller on the line. It's Mel in Saratoga Springs, so let's go on over there. Okay, Mr. Mel, what's going on?
Good morning, Denise, and good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, as you were speaking in regards to the veto-proofing of Biden, you know, I supported President Trump, like, well, 100%. You know, I'm starting to have my issues in regards to the amount of support that I want to lend to this, I still consider him to be the President of the United States, considering. But the foolproof method of going back into the Oval Office as him being being placed into the Speaker of the House position, Nancy Pelosi's old position, after the Republican Party takes back the House and takes back the Senate. And they impeached both Biden and Harris and throw them the hell out of town and hopefully walk them right to the gallows with the rest of this illegitimate regime. He walks right back into the Oval Office with the absence of those two criminals and the rest of those the apparatus that they have installed to keep them afloat. So, I mean, I just don't see, you know, as far as executive orders, you know, veto proof, why go that route when you have a foolproof method of putting him back in the Oval Office?
Okay, we'll answer your question.
Speaker of the House.
Interesting.
Right. Thank you. Okay.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. But sorry, Janice.
Well, here's the deal. The key people have been working diligently and meeting and collaborating and commiserating for the last year earnestly, and that includes having outside of Washington, D.C. meetings to determine the path that they're going to take. I know that we tend to have our questions about Kevin McCarthy, who's a minority leader, but I will tell you that there are several paths in there's kind of an outline and things that they're going to attack. And I believe if we just are somewhat patient, and that's a hard thing to be with what's happening to us in a daily and hourly basis, that things are going to be dramatically different after the midterms, to the point where it will include everything from the war in Ukraine, how we're dealing with the Middle East, how we're dealing with Venezuela and Cuba and North Korea and Iran, to the Department of Education, to immigration, to inflation, to oil and gas, I mean, to all of these things. So that, you know, there's some conservative think tanks out there. There are experts that have been called upon. So we're going to see some tough political ads, campaign ads. You know, don't think that the conservatives and the independents are not working at this thing diligently. Sadly, we have to wait until next January.
January 6th.
You know, we don't have much choice.
Mm-hmm.
But let's also not forget that the Democrats are pulling out everything that they can think of, too. And that includes more student loans forgiveness. That includes there's actually some chatter here about the Department of Homeland Security approving, hold on to your shorts for this one, approving taking some of the materials for building the border wall to install some of those.
Yep.
That's how desperate they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you've got people out there like Liz Cheney and Adam Schiff that are going to still stay on the offensive to destroy whatever they possibly can on the conservatives and the Republicans, because I think Thursday night, primetime TV, they're going to do a big dog and pony show about the January 6th report that they're about to publish.
So I heard.
Now, I don't know that really takes you where you want to go or what you want to hear, but, you know, that's Washington, D.C., and we don't have a voice out here.
I think
he probably knows that.
Let's go back to the phone line, and we've got Elliot in Wesley Chapel on the line. Okay, Elliot, what's going on?
Yes, good morning, Captain and Denise. Look, I want to run this by you guys. I'd really like to get your opinion on this. You know, Israel Iron Dome structure is a billion-dollar deal approved by the United States back in September of last year. Now, the dome itself It's crazy expensive to operate. It costs over $50 million per battery, $100,000 to $150,000. Interception, Israel now have technology produce a pinpoint laser system that targets oncoming missile fire from hostile forces like Iran. Now, it's called the laser defense system. Officials from Israel say it operates with pinpoint accuracy. Per laser fired will only cost Israel $2 to $3.50 per laser, which is a major breakthrough in technology. Now, this is a major game changer in the arena of missiles fired in various directions onto Israel. The Iranians ain't saying a damn thing about it. Thank you very much. Have a great day. I like to listen to what you have to say.
All right. Well, you first, Denise, and then I'll tell them what I know.
Israel doesn't have any choice. I mean, their Iron Dome, we helped with that technology, and we helped pay for it. Right now, the money that we have to give Israel is to keep them with inventory of those countermeasure missiles from a defensive mode. But Israel is not stupid. They clearly know that after the Biden administration, they cannot really rely on the relationship between the United States and Israel any longer. So they have been developing a lot of other technologies in spite of the relationship, good, better, and different, with the United States. This was really brought on by the fact that the Biden administration refuses to continue to advocate and support the Abraham Accords. But what Israel has done is not lost on the United States, and I would argue that if this Biden administration did anything right, they would offer some of these technologies to Ukraine, because we're going to have to put an end to this war. And we can't wait for another year or 2 years or 5 years. It just can't be done. And the reason is if the United States is going to continue to blame Putin for the price of gasoline, because they call it that, you know, it's his fault, which it clearly isn't, but we can't endure this until there's some resolution in a year and a half. Furthermore, when it comes to agriculture, Ukraine is about number four in the world in the supply of wheat and whatnot, and essentially those ships are stuck and Russia's been stealing.
You are right. To be continued tomorrow, and we'll get into some other things that we didn't get to tonight. So I'll talk to you then. Have a great day. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Wish we had more time, but due to contractual arrangements, we have what's called the Military and Veterans News segment is coming up. Sponsored segment by a national sponsor. I'll be right back.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the open. Always live, conservative, a Captain's America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A top House panel will hold a hearing this week on the deadly mass shooting in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The Democratic-led Oversight Committee will hear from a number of witnesses, including Maya Cirillo, a fourth-grade student at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers before being shot dead by law enforcement. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Senator from Pennsylvania Pat Toomey, who is among the senators involved in bipartisan talks regarding gun safety, explains what lawmakers are still hammering out and what could be included in the gun law proposal.
This is a moving target, if you will. We're still in discussions, and we are still trying to figure out exactly what mechanism is going to enable us to get the votes that we would need.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu to find out more about them and their two campuses that they have. Now, here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
The National Aviation Academy has been in business for about 80 years now, and they have two campuses on which to serve you. One of them happens to be in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm over here on the east side of Tampa Bay in Tampa. They're over there on the west side in Clearwater. Now, the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So, we ask and we suggest that you take a tour of one or even both of the facilities so you can make an educated choice on where it is you might want to go to learn how to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. So give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. You'll also be able to talk to the money people that get you the student loan, or if you're a veteran, that help you to get your veterans benefits so that it'll take care of your education. Now, if you have used some of your veterans benefits before, they'll tell you what you have left and how much would be covered and how much you'd have to go on the outside and go through a student loan to get. But most of you, if you have been in the military and you're just now getting out, you have the opportunity to have your schooling taken care of probably 100%. All right. Obviously, you've been hearing the discussion. Today is June 6th, 78 years after the original Normandy D-Day invasion. The greatest generation from World War II is rapidly disappearing. If you see someone with a World War II hat on today, this is their day. This is their special day, Normandy D-Day. It changed the course of the world forever. Just think what would have happened if they hadn't have been successful doing what they were doing. And my dad, like many of your dads, jumped with the Airborne, 82nd Airborne, behind enemy lines. I don't need to tell you what happened to them. Most of you know. They took very heavy casualties. They landed behind enemy lines and got dropped in the wrong drop zone. And many of them wound up landing in trees and power poles and on rooftops and this, that, and the other. And the Germans got wind of it, killed a bunch of them before they could ever even get out of their chutes. But it was not a pleasant sight, and it was not a pleasant day for many. My father personally never told me about any of that. For years, he kept that all inside until I started talking about perhaps joining the military. And then he let me know what took place. Now, the biggest military pay raise in 20 years may be boosted even more because of inflation worries. Service members are in line for the biggest pay raise since 2003. Next January, but lawmakers and advocates are questioning whether or not they'll be adequate. That'll be adequate to keep military families in good financial health. Well, I don't think it will be. I think they're going to have to give them more money, to be honest with you. Where they're going to come from, it or where it's going to come from, who knows? But the fact of the matter is, they need as much as they can get to help them with the current conditions, because the military, especially the lower enlisted folks, are at the bottom end of the pendulum. Now, the chief executive officer of Palantir Technologies quietly visited Ukraine this past week, meeting with the country's president and other leaders in Kiev to discuss defense cooperation and the opening of an office for the data analytics company in a war-torn country. Not sure what they're going to do and help be able to help the situation, but we'll see, I guess. We'll see. Never say never, right? Now, also, Russia has warned the West of weapons repercussions while they've been pounding Ukraine with cruise missiles. They actually fired several cruise missiles into Kiev to let them know that they were still there. Of course, they hit civilian targets, which is their famous claim to fame. Well, we weren't aiming at civilians. Yeah, right, and you take out an apartment building. And the Ukraine's president, Zelensky, also said yesterday that Russian forces have occupied now about 20% of its nation's territory. And Ukrainian forces have had some success fighting Russian forces. But the overall military situation in the Donbas region has not changed. Now, they are talking about possibly giving them some precision, longer-range missiles, the United States, that is, to help them out. Now, I'm not sure if it was France or if it was Britain, but over the weekend, one of the two gave the Ukraine exactly what they wanted from America to a smaller degree. And we'll see how that plays out over the next few days, because I'm sure you'll hear about it being used. Now, restrictions on sending technology to Russia are currently hampering its military capacity. That's what U.S. officials are saying. Though Russia has stockpiled equipment for years, a lot of what they need is currently just wearing out from overuse. And a network of former military veterans and defense contractors is providing commercially available equipment to frontline units engaging the Russian forces, often at close range. When they get in there and they get it to them, they wind up taking enemy fire themselves. So there may be some more American casualties coming out. By the way, 500 Texas troops were sent home from the Mexican border mission, as others now are building fences and patrolling the Rio Grande in boats. About 6,000 troops are still stationed along the river as of May the 27th on a state-sponsored mission known as Operation Lone Star. And that's still well underway. Also, Cyber Command, the U.S. military's hacking unit, has conducted offensive cyber operations in support of Ukraine as it defends itself against Russia's invasion, the head of the command has confirmed. And the USS Tripoli arrived at Yokosuka, the home of the 7th Fleet, for a brief stay in port before it goes back out to its assigned position. Of course, we heard about that ship a couple weeks ago when we first told you it was headed in that direction. They never tell you exactly when or exactly where. They just tell you assigned to so-and-so. By the way, a special shout-out to Kevin. Kevin has joined the group. He's a delivery driver at Vivid Impact in Louisville, Kentucky. And welcome aboard, Kevin. Hope you enjoyed the privilege that's just been bestowed upon you. Feel free to send us messages if that's what you want to do. All right, we are coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And if you don't believe me, just ask Jeff. He'll tell you. Take it away, Jeff.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, we'll take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, Moss Acura is located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan here in Tampa, Florida. They get customers from all around the countryside because our signal goes out there all around the countryside. And a lot of people will tell me when they get a hold of Moss Acura that one of the reasons they did is because of the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get extremely good deals offered to them because of their service to our country. Now, Moss Acura also offers the Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they also do something a lot different than that, and that is they take care of the customer. It's not just sell the car and out the door and you're done. They actually care about you, and you become part of the Moss Family Automotive family. So check them out online. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, it's an interesting day in the neighborhood. We beat the Rangers last night, and I was shocked because it was, you know, we were going backwards, and all of a sudden we're down 2-1, and then we're tied 2-2, and then we come back with 31 seconds left in the game and won the game 3-2. Wow.
Yeah, I saw the end there. I mean, I was it was one hell of a play there at the end. It was almost that backhanded pass. That was something else. There's no doubt about it. That was an unbelievable play. And as good as the Rangers are, you don't want to give the Lightning any sort of breathing room whatsoever. You give life to them like this. I even though they're down 2-1, I think that the Lightning are now have the momentum.
I'm sure they do, because the next game is right here in Tampa.
Yeah, what does it go? It goes 2-2 and then 1-1-1?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, I want to talk about Joe Biden and his job approval rating. And the reason I want to do this is because a new ABC Ipsos poll shows that Biden numbers have gotten even worse on everything, but in particular, inflation and gas prices. And they were already bad enough, so much so that even CNN was blasting Biden over his approach. But now he's at 28% approval for his job approval on inflation. He's at 27% approval for his job with gas prices. And he's at 37% for his approval rating on the economic recovery. He and the Democrats are in huge trouble.
Well, I want to know who the 27 and 28% are that actually think that things are just going swimmingly when it comes to inflation. I'd like to speak with them and try to get their line of thinking. It's amazing to me. I think the people that probably are supporting are probably the people that like the fact that energy prices are high and, you know, they want to push the country in this direction. This is by design. I mentioned this before. They want energy prices where they are. They have no interest in getting them down. They're very easy to do. Like I said, you just have to change direction. This idea that it's some sort of Putin inflation is nonsense. Russia's making more money now than they did prior to all of this stuff because the price of oil is so high. Mm-hmm. They're selling their oil. It's hitting the market. It's not like it's going into some sort of storage tank somewhere.
Nope.
It's picked up on the globe. So, they're not doing anything. It's a direction the country's decided to take, and it's unfortunate.
Well, Janet Grantham and even Janet Yellen used the word, people are feeling financially comfortable. What a choice of words. I don't know anybody is feeling financially comfortable. Do you?
Not with this. I mean, it's a shock every single time you go. It really is. You get sticker shock. You can't believe what you're spending. It's extraordinary, quite frankly. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not buying that. Yellen supposedly has a book coming out, and, you know, in the book, you know, I'm getting some that she basically said that she was against the $1.9 trillion stimulus that Biden put through. She wanted it only a third of the size. Mm-hmm. We'll see if there's going to be some blowback within the administration.
Now, here's one for you, and then we'll move on to something different. I found out yesterday, and I did it by simple math. It doesn't take much, but this story came out. Gas prices have now doubled since Joe Biden took office. Okay. Let's take $1.87 down here in Florida when we voted for president in 2021. $1.87 times 2 is $3.74. Obviously, right now, yesterday, the going price of gasoline in my backyard was $4.49 or $4.59 a gallon, depending on where you went. So that's even above that price.
Well, in New York, we're paying, about $5.60. I think I paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's sticker shock. You fill up your tank, you're like, you can't believe what you just spent.
Yeah, there's just no reason for this to happen, and it can be corrected. Not easily. It's not an easy fix because he's got us in way over the barrel, but we have to have a new administration come November.
It's an easy fix in the sense of you can get it down about $20 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
If the to change direction because the traders would react to a country that's saying, hey, you know what, we're going to be all in with drill, baby, drill.
You better.
We're going to get the energy out of the ground. We're going to build the pipelines. The oil traders would react to that, and it would drive the price of oil down.
You bet. You bet. Now, I want to steer this over to the school loans, the student loans that are being talked about, perhaps $10,000debt forgiveness per borrower. They wanted more than that to begin with. But I found out who got all that started. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
According to the Washington Post, James Holman, and the Bulwark's Charlie Sykes, Georgia Democratic senators Stacey Abrams and Raphael Warnock have put themselves in a position where they're putting tremendous pressure on the administration to move on the student loan forgiveness. Abrams argues it's the only way to get the Democratic base to turn out. And she goes so far as to say that it's the only way that she can get elected in Georgia.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. I think it's a loser, and that's why they haven't acted on it. If it was a winner, I think it would have happened already. I think you get a lot of Democrats as well that are saying, wait a second, I paid my way through college. This doesn't make any sense. How is this fair? How is this right? So I think that they're still, you know, sticking their finger in the air, trying to see which way the wind is blowing when it comes to this one. And I don't think they're quite certain that this is going to be a winner for them. I'm sure you might get some kids out there with some student loans that might think that it's great, but I think you might destroy a lot of your longtime voters who just think that that's just too much.
Well, you're right, because on Twitter, and I was watching some of the tweets about this, a lot of folks are saying this is a betrayal. Only $10,000? I got $50,000 in college debt. If the Democrats are going to forgive $10,000, well, I'm not going to vote for them for that.
Well, that's the kids.
I'm
talking about the Democrat, some of the older ones
paid
off their student loans and did all that stuff to think that this is absolutely ridiculous. So again, I've thrown this out here, and I guess if anybody respond to any the kids out there that think that this is a good idea, I invite them to contact me and explain to me why it's my responsibility to pay off their loan.
Well, thank you. I agree with you. Now, some of us were a little more fortunate than others because we had government facilities available to us to take care of us because of our service to country. But, you know, that's a total course of a different.
That's different. I'm sorry.
I mean,
your GI Bill and that stuff, you went to, whatever it may be. I mean, you earn that. I mean, that's not like it wasn't earned.
No.
I mean, it's a completely different situation. Yeah, I have no problem. You want to give benefits to people that want to go serve the country and be in the military and then get, sort of student loan program with that. I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fine. But that's earned. There's something completely different there.
Oh, yeah. And I got the music coming up in my ear. But tomorrow we'll talk about a few more things, and we may even get to talking a little bit about some of the legal ramifications of gun protection and whether or not there's anything that solidifies a gun company from being sued. Don't go anywhere. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Go over there, check it out, see all the things he has to offer. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the tax doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.